www.ReverbNation.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed with Dr. Sheila's Air Bliss? I am. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we are delighted that you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours today from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website from the farm today. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. If you need to revisit something that you heard on this broadcast, just click on USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And for those of you new to the class, there are over 150 of us here at USAprepares.com. Experts in various areas. We're all innovators. We are dentists. We are medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, researchers, physicists, farmers, and inventors. We are students rising to become instructors. Over the next few weeks, you will meet even more of us. None of us is capable of holding down a job. This is USAprepares.com. Aaron is engineering the broadcast, the worldwide syndicated broadcast in Minnesota. Frank Underhill's with us. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you. I got a chuckle out of the last part of your intro there, and that is exactly right. Those job ads that say team player, works well with others, that's the kind of job that I don't want, and I'm sure you don't want.
Except for one thing,
and your listeners.
Frank. Yes, except for one thing. I am in total agreement. However, to take our country back, we are forming a team. We are. Now, that's a team of independent people who can't hold a job. I'm serious. I am serious because we have a common cause. We have a common cause, and that common cause is the restoration of the United States of America. We are going to return to morals and values that are commensurate with our beliefs. We've had it. We've had it with what's happening by people who we've elected to represent our interests who have failed us and who have lied to us. We've had it. So, during this second hour, top of the second hour, Frank, I'd like to ask you to stay with us through the first segment of the second hour with John Reagan, because I am going to say something I have never said publicly on the air. I am going to talk about what we are going to do. I am going to talk about who we are. And if this doesn't scare the opposition, nothing will. This is the type of team that is being set up all over the United States. I know this. I felt this. I was there and I was delivered the message. I know. And I'm going to share this with you. You, class, I think if you can, either make sure you stay with us for the second hour, and you might want to share this with friends and family. So, Frank Underhill, I'd like to mention that we have a meetup tonight. I will be there. Ziggy's, 5:30, Sunshine in Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. I'm just back from an international convention, and with the efforts of Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Kyle Harris, they all filled in for me right here on Genesis Communications Network. They took control of the microphone so that I could be at this convention because something in my gut told me to be there. I did not want to go. I did not want to go. Ken Hurley, USAPrepares.com instructor, said, Vinny, you've got to go. You're going. And I didn't want to do it. But I am so glad. I am so glad that I did on many levels. And I'm going to share with you during hour number two exactly why. Frank Underhill, I'm going to be having dinner and lunch with you this week, right? I'm flying in to Las Vegas, Nevada, where we are, you and I and Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, are going to the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Convention, and we're going to be broadcasting live. I am so excited to be doing that with you and Sam Bushman and our sheriffs, and I can't wait to see you in person again, Frank.
Thank you. Vincent, did you want to say where it's going to be? And there'll probably be other viewers from, other listeners from this area going to it as well, or is it close to the public?
Yeah, sure. Sure, Frank. Do you remember the hotel? I don't have it all in front of me.
I absolutely do. It's the Tuscany Suites Hotel and Casino on Flamingo. And for the people in the Las Vegas area or in Nevada, if you're down this way, you like to attend, I will be there. I will be there with Vincent, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you as well as Vincent and the other speakers. And it's a lovely place. And Vincent, whoever picked the venue, did a very a good job on it. And I think you'll be very pleasantly pleased when you arrive.
Well, that's wonderful, Frank. Now, this is not a public event, but what it is, the sheriffs are meeting, and they are going to formulate their position in unison. And but I will be delighted if you're in the Las Vegas area and you want to go to the Tuscany Hotel. I will be there on Thursday. And I'm arriving on Thursday, and we'll be on the air at the convention on Friday. So if you're in the area and you want to look us up at the Tuscany, I'll do my very best to say hello to you. And I know Frank Underhill would do the same thing. And Sam Bushman as well. So, just a thought. Sheriff Richard Mack will be there. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it, Frank.
Thank you.
So,
me too.
Frank, as we talked about the Bitcoin, and you know, we're hearing more and more and more about it. People are trying to become anonymous. They are trying to do transactions in private. I'm not so convinced that they are really as private as we'd like, because there's a trail of where that Bitcoin has been from inception. But what's happening about investing in Bitcoins? What are there alternatives to investing in Bitcoin,
Frank? Vincent, can I just tell your listeners, if there was no legs to this story, I would drop this with a hot potato. And I don't want people to think I've taken my focus off gold and silver and miners. I have not. But by all means, I follow it religiously, and I'll get into that if Vince allows me to later on in the program. But if this was just a dead BS story, I would drop it like a hot potato. But the fact of the matter is, every week, Vincent and listeners, there's always a new story coming out with this. Always a government ruling, always a merchant picking it up, always a new consumer stepping in. And if there's people who are skeptical about investing in Bitcoins, because it's a very new industry, people should be looking at ways to take. Now, I haven't had any concrete evidence, but there are perhaps ways that people can look at, you know, participating in Bitcoin through not buying Bitcoins, but for companies who service Bitcoin machines, or people who facilitate Bitcoin transactions like ATM debit, or companies that minimize risk in Bitcoin by buying futures in them. This is going to be an industry that people do not really understand, because they haven't gotten their head around the concept of a digital currency. And there are people who are involved, and companies actually, that participate. Like, all this just isn't a snap of a finger and an act of God how it all popped up. There's a lot of science and math behind this new currency concept. even Finland, they said, well, you know, if you make profits on trading bitcoins, you pay tax on the profit, but you can deduct none of the losses, and it even goes for minted bitcoin as well. So you're seeing governments, you know, if it wasn't a real element, you wouldn't see governments talking about taxation of Bitcoin. It would be a fallacy for them to turn their head away and ignore it. But the fact of the matter is, people are pumping money into these machines. People are buying and selling this. People are getting into the business of risk minimization of the fluctuations of Bitcoins. And ironically, I'm not saying to, you know, don't dip your toe in the water just yet. But Vincent, we really have not heard any really bad news since China basically all but outlawed Bitcoin. When Bitcoin took that big dive and then it came back up, and now you're seeing a relative stability here for the time being. I don't know if it's long term, but I know, like, for short term, I look at that Bitcoin chart, I'm not seeing these big wide fluctuations, and that's probably happening because you have more people speculating in this, and people's appetite for risk seems to be a little more tolerable, if you will.
Frank, I still have some concerns. Class, I don't want you to think that I'm jumping into Bitcoins. I do not have any. But here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a digital currency that is 100% dependent on the electron. 100%. And the most startling thing about all this is that it's growing. And I believe that it's growing out of distrust of the Federal Reserve note and the U.S. economic system, and with it, the rest of the world's economic system. We are taking our country back one level at a time, and it's happening simultaneously. And that's why I'm so excited to talk about this. Now, please, please don't think that I'm saying that I'm all in on Bitcoins. I am not. I am not. I am all in on gold. I am all in on silver. Because of the complete privacy that you can attain with gold and silver. But I am excited that we are moving in so many directions to take back the system that has been stolen from us by the few, by the manipulative, by the weak of character. Frank Underhill and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, I'm looking at the internet. Looks like gold and silver are, they're stable. They're stable. And to me, Frank, that's good news. That means our side is starting to win. I am so excited. I'm not kidding. I haven't slept since Wednesday. So if I stutter a little bit, it's literally because I've driven 2,000 miles to get to this convention. I stayed at the convention. I was up day and night, and I drove back nonstop. And I hardly slept at all last night. So please forgive me if I stutter today, but I am pumped, and I'm going to the meetup tonight. Frank, we are turning the corner. Up until this weekend, I thought we were done. I thought we were toast. I thought it was over. I thought it was all over except the shouting. No, that is not the case. We all over the world, I saw it. I saw people from China. I saw people from Japan, Korea, Turkey, the United States, South America, Brazil, Estonia. We're on the same page. We are against the corruption. We are going to take America and the other countries back. It's unbelievable. Frank, I'm looking at gold. I'm looking at silver. I'm comfortable. Gold, $1,255.60. Silver, $2,035. I'm not worried about it at all. Are you?
Vincent, I think on last program, we were talking about how there seems to be a stabilization factor here, and the fact that miners are beginning to trade close to book value. You're starting to see acquisitions take over, like Goldcorp taking over Zisco Mining. I think I also mentioned, or we talked about, people are actually, you know, saying, forget all this nonsense, I'll just take physical delivery in gold. People are doing redemptions of gold, taking gold back. Now what you're seeing in recent reports is that there's not enough physical supply out there, so gold is moving up on that. You're looking at the dollar seems to be going sideways, and if not down a little bit. We're not seeing like an 84, 85 cent dollar that brought gold down to its knees into the 1180 mark. You're seeing the dollar at 81 and gold here at 1250, 1260. Silver is just barely going above 20. But once you start to see the dynamic take effect, where you start to see the dollar again eroding, and it could erode just because it's an old story that people don't want to hear anymore, and they look for returns elsewhere, they will be buying, and people, investors and fund managers taking a second look at gold. And I implore your listeners, if you missed the first bull cycle, take a look at down here. Like when you look at some big names like Barrick, or even if you want to go conservatively in this, you look at Barrick and Newmont, look at what they're trading at. It's a crying shame. Some other issues, Goldcorp, under 30, like I said, it's just mind boggling. But I think that if people, take a second look think, maybe it doesn't hurt to take a look at these issues again and revisit. And I think that's what you're seeing here, while you're seeing the nimble, intrepid, increased price movement on gold. And I just want your listeners to know, unlike real estate or unlike, companies, gold is a dollar-derived investment. Is a dollar going to go away in its entirety? Probably not. Is gold going to go away in its entirety? No, it's probably not, because it's already there. And I base that dollar part about going away its entirety, even during the when Germany lost World War II and you saw hyperinflation through the roof, while there were still Reichsmarks on the street, except you only needed a lot more of them to buy a loaf of bread. And I think that basically you'll see the same play out here. So I think even if people do look at gold and silver, and even listeners, if they like silver or leverage, these major silvers are should also be looked at as well too. And remember, it doesn't take much to turn a market around, and when they usually do, they move up very rapidly. You make most of your money on the first 30% upward move in the beginning of a bull market. So that's my advice, and I think people should take a look here at, even if you hate all this gold nonsense, look at gold ETF.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free.
Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill's with us. Frank Underhill. CEO, UnderhillSecurities.com, UnderhillSecurities.com. Frank, we're talking about gold and silver. And I want to share with you at this international convention, I mean international, 4,000 people in one room. Let me say it a different way. 4,000 people in one room. And as you look around, you would see, not flashy, but you would see gold and silver jewelry, not to excess, but you would see it. Ladies with either silver or gold earrings. You would see them with maybe a gold or silver watch, maybe a gold or silver necklace. They had placed value on precious metals, and they brought it with them. Now, it was not flashy, but we are talking about people who are entrepreneurs from all over the world. All over the world. 4,000 in one room. And everyone was polite. Everyone was helpful. Everyone was courteous. And it didn't even matter that you didn't speak the same language as they. As a matter of fact, even though this event was held in the United States, I felt like a minority. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being a minority in your own country and yet being in the presence of smiling, happy, helpful, courteous, kind, caring people from other countries that you've never met or even laid eyes on or even heard of? It's absolutely true. I met a man who lives on an island, a small island, that I never heard of. I was absolutely stunned. That's how wide range this convention was. And I'll tell you more about it in the second hour. And I hope that you stay tuned for that. Frank, please continue. Can we talk about, do you want to continue on gold and silver?
Or
do
I'd just like to finish up by saying that I left off with the ETF, which mirrors the price of gold very accurately. So like I said, it's the GLD is 1/10 of an ounce of gold. And a lot of people say, well, there's no gold behind it and all the gold is shipped out of it. And I do get this from clients and calling. And well, and my take on this is, so what? It doesn't matter if there's any gold into it, for the reason being it trades like crazy all the time. And generally, people never call for the physical delivery of the gold anyways. If they wanted to, they can go another route by going through a gold dealer or bullion dealer. And Vincent, you say about people with gold jewelry and all that, I don't own any gold jewelry myself, and I've met you. I didn't see you with gold, but I don't want to say it's almost like I just love seeing gold in its precious yellow form bar with that 999 stamped across the top. That's how I like to see gold, just bricks and bricks and bricks and bricks of gold. I find that very alluring, I think a lot of your listeners, even if they buy gold bars and they just put them away, you know, you can just take a look at them and know they're there. And it doesn't matter what the market does. I don't pay attention to daily price swings on gold or silver. I believe that these are, long-term, holds. If anything, they're forever for a lot of people. A lot of people don't even sell them. You know, someone will have a coin collection. Very few people go into liquidation for coins. And, I guess that's all I can say about that. But, I think people should be taking a second look at this, at these levels.
Frank, you're absolutely right. I do not wear jewelry. I don't have earrings, of course, guys. I don't. And, I don't wear jewelry. So, as a matter of fact, at this convention, a lovely, lovely lady came up to me a couple times. And she asked me, she didn't speak English. And she asked me if I had the time. And, you know, I pushed up my sleeve and, no, I didn't have a watch. She wanted to know if I had a watch so I could tell her what time it was. No, I did not have a watch to tell her the time. Because I don't wear, I mean, very, very rarely do I ever wear any kind of gold or silver or even a watch. Although I do have a high school gold ring and a university ring. But I don't wear them. Frank, something is really bothering me about the United States, and I think this may be, I'd like to get your take on it. I think this may be almost a last-ditch effort before the financial collapse, because governments of states are now allowing people to smoke marijuana publicly. And I think it's, you know what, we've given them beer, we've given them booze, we've given them ball games, we've given them mindless, endless television. And they're starting to get a little restless. The natives are getting a little restless, and they're starting to fight back. Let's give them some marijuana and let it be legal so that we can make them a little more docile. But that only works in the short run, in my opinion. What do you think, Frank?
I agree completely, absolutely. I would say so.
Okay, what we're talking about, class, is, you know, if people use drugs, and drugs are expensive, and they become lethargic, and they decide that, well, you know what, there aren't any jobs anyway, so I'll just go smoke some dope and put my mind in park and act like everything's okay, at least for a short while. The bottom line is, when they come to their senses, they've spent money on just taking a mental vacation, putting off to the side.
Vincent, if I could even add on to that, with the legalization in states like Washington and Colorado. Now, listeners, I've been following this segment for about a good 2 years when someone brought it to my attention about a security. And I looked at it, and I thought nothing of it. It was trading at, like, you know, 4 or 5 cents at the time. And it's like 20 cents today, I think, or close to it. I don't want to say the name of it. But when I see how much of this paper trades every day, and when you look at other of these hemp-based marijuana stocks out there, and with the legalization, you know, of this product, even FINRA, who is my regulatory authority, put out a warning on people investing in these things. Basically, it almost reads like the same thing as people investing in internet stocks back in the late '90s. Basically, you know, a big bubble. But people do, unfortunately, you know, resort to this kind of recreation. Even the president the other day came out and talked about it's no more dangerous than alcohol. And I think that, you know, it's a growth industry. You know, talk about real alternative investing. I think, you know, it doesn't hurt to read up on it, because when those kind of things get any, you know, new government regulatory action in their favor, you know, like Bitcoin, they seem to take a life of their own. And can I just say something about the pricing of this stuff? Can I?
Absolutely, Frank.
In Colorado, they sell an ounce of weed for $400. And I've never bought drugs in my life, but I know for a quarter ounce, it's somewhere around $80. And so you take 8 times 4 is 32. Where's the other $60 going to? And I think that's the taxes that the state of Colorado collects. But, you know, it's not cheap. Like $400 for an ounce, that is crazy. But people seem to rather buy this than buy groceries pretty well, or take all their savings and put it into this stuff. Unfortunate, but it can't be ignored.
Frank, it is absolutely ludicrous for me to think of spending $400 on anything like that. What I saw at this convention, and we're going to talk more about it right after the top of the hour, I'm going to share with you a lot about my current emotional state regarding the taking back of America. But the people whom I saw at this convention did not waste money. They were not extravagant. Yes, they had a very small amount of precious metals on their body. Not 7 earrings going up the sides of their ears. Not 4 bracelets. Not 8 rings with rings on every finger and toes. And and not bracelets and watches to excess. Nothing like that. Very simple, very elegant, and it was delightful to see how people were thrifty and they were putting their money into a lifestyle, a change of lifestyle that is so incredible, so driven, that I came back with the belief that we can take America as well as the other countries back to greatness. I really believe that. Now, $400 to me is a lot of money. It really is. And what I saw was people eating very simply. No one was wasting money on extravagant meals. Everyone was living at the absolute minimum level to get by at this convention, because they're putting their resources into step number two. After they learn how to do it, they are going to take America back, and they're going to use whatever wherewithal they have to do it. And Japan, and Turkey, and Brazil, and Estonia. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Frank Underhill, UnderhillSecurities.com, gold, platinum. What's going on, Frank? China? India?
I think a lot of it, you mentioned those countries. Where China is, I don't read into tea leaves, but China is cutting back on the delivery of gold, and you have India picking up the slack, and people here, you know, ought to know that in Asia, gold is a more potable currency for transactions, of course, because China. Like India, you can't take their money outside the country. So gold serves as a way to facilitate commerce and trade. Just like with the embargo on Iran, Turkey buys oil from Iran. Turkey buys oil from Iran, and instead of U.S. dollars, because of the embargo, Turkey pays Iran in gold. So you're also seeing a currency being gold being used as a physical currency to facilitate commerce between countries.
So Frank, are we saying that gold is not a barbarous relic?
I never believed it was, and I think for anyone to think it is idiocy. I remember like 6 months ago, you know, the end of gold, gold is gone, when all these analysts from these major brokerage firms dismissing gold. It just doesn't make sense because gold's been around. And listeners, my father was an investment dealer, and he did very well off gold. Even in the 70s, 80s, 90s, even when it was the real crappy market back in the late 80s, early 90s, there are always still people looking for gold, discovering gold. I'm from British Columbia originally. A lot of these homes up in the British properties are all gold mining people or resource people. And these armchair quarterbacks can say what they want about it, but gold will be here long after their rotting corpses have dissolved in their coffins. Gold will always be here. If you put gold in a coffin and you dug it up 1,000 years later, I can assure you that that gold did not shrink or degrade one single gram. It's timeless.
Frank, you're absolutely right. So, class, going forward, preparing for what you might hear in the next hour of this broadcast, I'd like to suggest that you consider not wasting a single cent. I suggest that you meet with your family, plan with your family what you're going to do with your financial resources. Protect them. I suggest you consider not keeping them as digits in the bank if you can avoid it. And as our late great, great friend Bob Chapman said, 30 days of transaction digits in the bank. Everything else, he felt, should be intangible assets, things that are useful. He felt that gold and silver were very important. And when I asked him about putting money in gold and silver or into cows, he said, for me, cows first, machinery first, equipment first, farm first, and if anything is left over, then gold and silver. Does that ring true with the Bob Chapman that you remember, Frank?
It sure does, and Bob Chapman was great. And I just want to hit on a little eulogy with Bob Chapman. And I'm sure you know a lot of people...
Frank, we're almost out of time. Maybe you can save that for the next hour. Would that be all right?
Well, thank you.
Frank Underhill's going to stay with us for hour number two for the first segment. This is USAPrepares.com. I am going to try my best to not be emotional for the first part of hour number two with John Reagan, Frank Underhill, and me. And I'm going to tell you what I learned as best I can. And if you hear a pause, bear with me.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.